Worship to our Lord Jesus. We're so thankful tonight. We love you. We worship you as King of Kings, as Lord of Lords, as the mighty God in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify your holy name, Jesus. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory, Father. Hallelujah. I pray the illumination of your spirit tonight upon your word. Open our hearts and our minds. Open our understanding, Lord. Help us to receive of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The voice of the Lord, I pray, prevail in this house. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody ever have a dream? So did you wake up and say, wow. Had those kind. All right. There's all kinds of dreams, isn't there? Sometimes they get around people and it seems like all they have is dreams. And they're kind of spooky. My wife has, now let me get away from, step away from that statement and say, my wife has a lot of dreams. And she'll get up in the morning and she'll say, I had a dream last night. I said, tell me about it. Because oftentimes she's had dreams that seemed like just a day or two later. Wow, look at that. Once in a while, I'll get a call from, or a text or an email from one of my kids and say, Dad, they'd say, Dad, have you talked to so-and-so? I had a dream last night. I'd say, nope, I haven't. And so I'd make contact. And things would open up and they would begin to share and tell me some things. And I'd begin to realize, wow, you know, the Lord used one of my kids or used my wife or different individuals with a dream. Now, let me read to you Acts 2 and 17. And it shall come to pass, you could quote this probably, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Now, this is a prophetic writing and utterance that's something that's going to have in the last days, that there's going to be, I don't know, maybe an escalation of it. I don't know, but it tells me that I shouldn't dismiss it easily, even though once in a while you come across somebody that is always having these strange dreams, okay? And so oftentimes we have tried to guard ourselves and put a big old check over that and say, well, you know, we have a more sure word of prophecy and, you know, you can count on the word of God and all that. And that's all true. But we shouldn't dismiss, okay, the fact or the idea that God would use in these days dreams. Did you enjoy the prophecy teaching from last week? Brother Berglund came, taught to you, very gifted teacher when it comes to prophecy and many things. But I know that was powerful, powerful teaching. Well, one morning I got a text from Brother Berglund. About 7, 8 o'clock, I get a text from Brother Berglund. Well, that's kind of strange. He's usually busy making breakfast for the people there at his house. And he said, I don't usually pass things on like this. But he said, I had a dream last night. Not once. Not twice. But three times. I'd have the dream. I'd wake up. I'd go back to sleep, I'd have the same dream again, and then I'd go back to sleep, and I had the dream three times concerning me. Now, it was concerning a conversation that I was having with a man who had moved in from out of town and was making contact with some of the folks in the congregation and inviting them over to his Bible study. The man that had the dream did not even know this person. Of course, he knew me. And I find it interesting that it's almost like God will grab this abstract individual who wouldn't typically be a dream teller. And he doesn't give it to him once. He gives it to him three times. And he feels so, compelled in the morning. I got to contact Bishop and tell him about this dream. So I text the individual that I've been having this dialogue with. And I tell him about this gentleman in the church, this one of our staff, and had this dream. And would you be interested in hearing the dream? It involved you. He texted me back and he said, sure. So I forwarded him the text and asked him a couple questions. And he was unable to answer those questions. He said, I'll get back to you on that. And that was about a year ago. He still hasn't gotten back to me yet. Now, the interesting thing about that is I'm amazed. That little situation that I had concern about because it was affecting a couple families in our church, God was just as concerned about and got in the middle of it and showed me how much he cares about the situation and he wanted to interject something. And so God will use visions and dreams in our life for our benefit. I don't know that it, sometimes, I don't want to try to qualify every dream, but it's a good idea. You know, the scripture speaks about by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. And so I may get up from a night's sleep and have a dream about something specific and never breathe a word about it. And then I may go and have coffee with one of my brothers, and in the conversation, he may begin to talk about things that I had in my dream. I may not say a word to him. And then I go home and then I sit down and start visiting my wife, and she brings the same thing up. That for me is the mouth of two or three witnesses that God is maybe trying to move me in a direction. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he was going to move me out of town or across the country. That does happen. It's good, though. It's good when something is, let's call it extreme, something significant, to get counsel. Okay? So, in one breath, I'm telling you, your dreams can be significant. In the second breath, I'm telling you, it's a good idea to get some counsel sometimes if that dream is so significant. Okay? Boy, you are like on the edge of your seat right now. I like that. That's good. Now I want to read to you from the scripture. Brother Caleb, you able to follow along? I'm just asking. Okay. You know what? This first portion of scripture, I got the... I'm guessing it's Genesis. I didn't get the book wrote down. I got the chapter and verse. But I printed it, so let me just read it to you. I'm guessing this might be Genesis chapter 20 and verse 1. Let's go there and see what it says. Just for curiosity's sake. So let me ask you again. Have you had a dream? You ever had dreams? What's the difference between a dream and a vision? Is there a difference? All the experts are nodding their head. I'm about to ask them. What's the difference? That's okay. Sister? Okay. What I find in the scripture is there's times where we read the term, and so-and-so had a night vision. To me, that's a dream. But typically, dreams you have in the night and visions you have in the day. Okay, I realize that's pretty simplistic and it's not over extravagant. But it is something that you see in some form, okay? Whether it's with your eyes closed, eyes open, that's probably immaterial. You know, okay? So, are we there? Genesis chapter 20 at verse 1. I'm reading. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art a dead man. Now, if you were just, falling off and so nice and breathing, and all of a sudden you have this dream and the Lord is saying to you, you're dead. That'd probably wake you right up, wouldn't it? You're a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he, Abraham, unto me, she is my sister. And she even she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou did this in the integrity of thine heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou shalt thou restore her not, thou shalt know thou that thou shalt surely die. Thou and all thy house, they're all thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning and said, well, we got to take care of this right now. Now you'd think they'd had a council session in heaven. He had a drink. And the Lord spoke to him in that dream and gave him specific direction. And he took corrective action when he woke up from the dream. It was a bad dream. It was a nightmare. And he knew when he got up from it. He had to order the course of his day and change the direction. Do we allow dreams to affect us that way? Or do we say, whew, that was a nightmare. Wow, got to shake myself. Let's get some coffee and go on. I got to blow this off. I got to get away from it. Oh, is it terrible? Well, Abimelech could have done that. And he would have suffered the wrath of the hand of God on his situation. Not just him, but his. Those that were his. Okay, Genesis chapter 28 at verse 2. And let me read this. Jacob, Isaac instructed his son Jacob just as his father Abraham instructed him. This is the instruction. Genesis 28 and 2. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan Aram. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put for him a pillow and laid down in the place to sleep. And he dreamed. Behold, a ladder set up to the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Behold, the angels of a God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, in this dream, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Thy seed shall be of the dust of the earth. Thou shalt spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north, to the south, and to thee and to thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. It was a dream. And behold, verse 15, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land, and I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob walked out of his sleep, shook himself, and he said, wow, that was a good dream. But knowing that it was in that dream that that God had spoke to him, it is a principle of the Word of God that this is his concept, and that he does speak to people, and he does speak to people in their dream. And so this man got up and took action based on the dream. I got a bunch of them here. I'm gonna see how far these I can read through, but there are so many examples in the Word of God. I don't want you to say that I'm taking one piece out of one place and trying to form a doctrine around it. Genesis 31 at verse 11. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. He said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ringstraked and speckled and gristled, for I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, where thou vowedest a vow unto me. Now arise and get thee down, or get thee out of this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And yet God spoke to Laban in a dream. And God, at verse 24, God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. In my daily reading, I'm reading through the story right now of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Jacob, you know, who was sold into slavery and became second to Pharaoh, or the governor of the land. And eventually his brothers who sold him had to face him. It's quite a story. And of course we call Joseph the dreamer, because it was the original situation where God spoke to Joseph in a dream and told him things that would take place in his future. Of course, it was highlighted by the positives, the good things. It didn't include the things like the path to get to those good things, which was being sold into slavery, then imprisoned unjustly, and spending all of that time before he would arrive there. Okay, but I don't want to read through that whole instance. You know the story, right? Joseph had a dream. Okay. Want to hear another one? Joseph's in jail. He's in prison. There's a couple guys that thrown into the prison, the baker and the butler. The baker and the butler, and listen to this. Okay, ready? Back here. And they dreamed a dream, both of them. Each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream. the butler and the baker, the king of Egypt, which were bound in prison. And of course, Joseph interpreted those dreams, and the things that they dreamed were the things that were to play out. One was restored back to his job, and the other one had his head cut off. Pharaoh then had a dream. It came to pass at the end of two full years, Genesis 41 and 1. It came to pass at the end of two full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river, and behold, there came out of the river seven well-favored kine and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Verse 5, he slept and dreamed a second dream, or a second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn. And then we realize that Joseph interprets the dream at Genesis 41 and 32. And for the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Okay, so let me ask you the question. Will God use dreams? Do they all come from pepperoni pizza? Once in a while. I agree with that. And I don't wake up every time. You know, I can go back through different times in my life, and there were some, maybe you've never had that, or maybe you've had this, reoccurring dreams. Here's a question. Anybody able to fly in your dreams? Isn't that the coolest thing? It's almost like you could will yourself to go up about 1,500 feet. In your dream, of course. Until you hit the bed. Yeah. Interesting. Now, I don't lay claim that all, I know, I don't find my direction in life out of those reoccurring dreams or situations that had happened, but I do believe that there were times when the Lord, for sure, was trying to show me things to me about me. Okay? I want you to be sensitive to that. That the Lord may be trying to show me things about me to me. It's for my help. It's for my benefit. There may be some things that he would try to tell me I'd never believe about myself. But he'd come back with long suffering again and again and again. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 13 at verse 1. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams. Now listen close on this one. We're going to take a twist. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Are you getting the picture? A dreamer of dreams tells you of a dream, and the dream comes to pass, and all of a sudden, you put him on a pedestal and say, I'll follow wherever they lead me to. And he leads you right away from the Lord Jesus Christ unto some false god, some false prophet. The Bible's warning this of this. This goes on. Thou shalt, verse 3, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord or your God with all your heart or with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to you to turn you away from the Lord your God. Judges chapter 7, Gideon. At verse 12, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. Their camels were without number, and their sand by seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream. And lo, a cake of barley bread. Now there's a dream for you. A cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came into a tent and smote it, and it fell and overturned it, and the tent lay along. What would you do to the guy that told you that dream? Dude, you're whacked. Go back to bed. Are you kidding me? Right? I mean, come on. If somebody came and said, look, man, I had a dream and it was a Krispy Kreme donut. It was the size of the Empire State Building, and it came rolling over the hills and down into the valley and crushed. Come on. Verse 14. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream, the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered unto your hand the host of Midian. Is it possible then that God, even when there are people who are resisting and fighting against you, or it would appear, that God would give them a dream that would turn their whole perspective, and they come to the job and show up the next day and say, Martin, how you been, man? For buds. Want some of my Krispy Kreme donuts? And make an about face turn. Is that possible? Read the book. Why through dreams? I don't know. His choice. His choice. There's times when I have been compelled to pray for an individual, God, give him a dream. Now, I didn't tell him what to tell him or
what kind of a dream. But the Bible teaches a concept.
And if he can talk to an individual and get them to turn in the direction that they've been walking in, I say, give him a dream. Not a car wreck. I mean, that's how you like to pray something. Causes them to turn around and repent. See, the Bible says it's the goodness of God that leadeth men to repentance. Not too many, some car wrecks, but I don't know. Okay. 1 Kings chapter 3, at verse 5. And I'm just going to read it to you. It's just one verse. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall ask thee. Job declares in the book of Job, chapter 33 at 12. But you are wrong, and I will show you why, for God is greater than any human being. So why are you bringing a charge against him? Why say he does not respond to people's complaints? For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night.
Hey, I'm just reading to you the Bible.
When deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds, he whispers in their ears and terrifies them with warnings.
Remember what I was talking about?
He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. He protects them from the grave and crossing over the river of death. He'll cause them to turn.
I'll tell you, there's some parents sometimes need to pray the prayer. Give my baby a dream tonight.
That 16-year-old baby, that 14-year-old baby, God, here, give me that pillow. Anoint that thing with oil. God, give him a dream. But your prayer don't work? He don't hear you? Sure.
I'll tell you what, you want to see an about face, some kid rise up, run to the barber, get their hair cut, wash their clothes. Look like a human being again. A dream. Change the way they talk to their parents. Oh, just saying. Okay. You think there's any more? Well, the book of Matthew refers to Joseph's dreams, but we don't need to go there. We did that already. Oh, here's a good one. Wise men. Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child and Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they'd opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into the own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, that's the husband of Mary, or espoused, you know, appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. Mary? Mary, get the baby. Wrap her up. Get on the donkey. Come on, we got to pick up camp. Let's go. We got to go to Egypt. What? What? What's the matter with you? What's going on? I had this dream. And the Lord spoke to me in a dream. What about Pilate's wife? Matthew 27 and 17. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you? Barabbas, or Jesus, which is called Christ. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. And when he was set down at the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. I'm telling you, God can steer and direct the affairs of men while they're sleeping. Okay, let me read this to you again. Acts chapter 2. Verse 17. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. The next time that you wake up, meditate on that. Wait on that. I was doing a study on Abraham and some various things about him up to tonight. And I'm telling you, 30 minutes before I got in my car to come down here, and the Lord prompted me to go to this place in the scripture and share this with you. This has purpose here. This has reason. We're just not studying the word. We are doing that. But I'm telling you, God wants to help somebody. And whether he decides to help and change a direction for you, or that he would give you the confidence that in your pursuit of him, that he could affect some of the affairs in the lives of those around you simply by talking to them at nighttime in a dream while they sleep. He wants to do that. You know, you don't share all your dreams, but you Meditate upon those. You'll know the ones to share. Amen. No, wasn't that fun? God bless you. Let's stand. I'm going to ask my wife to come and close in prayer. Any comments she wants to make is fine.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the sensitivity of the bishop tonight and that he has obeyed and shared your word and been the mouthpiece and the voice that you want us to hear tonight. I pray, God, that we can be sensitive to the different ways that you speak to us. I'm so thankful this word, this hope that I feel tonight, this hope that I can pray for my brother, my sister, that has turned their back on you, and I can pray that you will speak to them and you will send somebody their way, that you will allow them to dream, that you will allow them to remember the days when they lifted up holy hands before you, and let them to want to feel that again and to stand before you and with all good and clear conscience, knowing that they are ready to meet you when that time comes. God, we thank you that your eye is on the sparrow, that you know every hair on my head, that you are a God of details, and you care for each and every individual, that you care for me, and you care for my neighbor, you care for my children. I'm thankful that you give us dreams. I pray, God, that you help us to learn and to have wisdom when to share and respond to those dreams and act upon them. We need you in every part of our life. Thank you, God, for this word. Thank you for every person that is here tonight. I pray, God, that you be with them as they travel and throughout the week, and let your word go forth, that someone would be drawn to you, that someone would be filled with your spirit and saved. We pray protection upon Elder Hart and his family as they travel this week, and blessings upon them that as they hear the word at this conference in California, that they would be renewed and refreshed. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.